I'm Leanne Kim.
And I'm Steve Atkinson. We'll have those stories, but first, a religious organization with a presence right here in San Diego County accused of sexually abusing children. Tonight, we take a disturbing look inside the group once called the Children of God in an exclusive 10 News investigation.
Anger does not begin. Does not begin to describe how I feel. How I feel about these people and what they've done.
Ricky Rodriguez expresses rage. It's not unlike others who formerly belonged to a religious group once known as the Children of God.
Being born into this cult was like being born into an intellectual wasteland. The only thing that you had access to was the insane ramblings of these criminals.
These are former members still looking for answers, justice for alleged past abuse, and now concern for children currently within the organization, known today as the family.
This is one of the biggest crimes in history. I mean, we're talking about thousands of children sexually abused.
Sam Ajemian wrote more about his experiences with the so-called religious cult in this book. Sam was also one of the first members of the Children of God, a religious group created by this man, the son of Christian missionaries, David Berg, in Huntington Beach in 1968.
It's the revolution for Jesus and David.
The group started with only a handful of teens, but by the early 1970s, the numbers quickly grew into the thousands, at a time when young adults were in a spiritual and sexual revolution, and sex played a very big part in this organization.
What about these, you know, perverts? You know, aren't they the real terrorists? Terrorizing little kids? Driving them to suicide?
Is my weapon of choice.
Ricky Rodriguez was caught right in the middle. His father was the cult's leader, David Berg. Like many of the children born into the cult, Ricky left the group as an adult and complained about sexual molestation by his mother, his father, and other adult women. Photographs of his molestation were placed in the cult's religious publications. Ricky's past haunted him so much, he took his own life a day after he shot this video.
There is a lot of suicides amongst our friends, you know. Every year we have a few.
Sarah Martin was born into the cult. She lost her own brother to suicide years after her family left the organization. She shared with us a book written by the cult's leader, David Berg. In it, Berg is depicted as a great knight. He also includes his dreams of sex with women. This book, created for children, contains explicit sexual cartoons and verses from the Bible in which Berg preached the law of love to his followers.
You're born into this cult, you run around naked, you watch your parents have sex, you start participating in sex when you're young too. You know, it's just like anyone has access to you, you know, and it's supposed to all be done in quote-unquote love.
At 8 years old, Amy Brill's parents were asked by the organization to give her away. Amy eventually lived with cult leader David Berg and his family. And at age 13, she says she was married to Berg in a mock wedding.
I mean, I'd been molested before, but this was like, you know, a 60-year-old man just doing whatever he wanted.
Years later, Amy says her own father committed suicide as a result of his own guilt. Just like Ricky Rodriguez.
They're going down. So, with that happy thought, I shall leave you.
Founder David Berg died in 1994, but his organization lives on. Our requests for an on-camera interview were denied. But in a statement, the family tells us they adopted a policy for the protection of minors in 1986. Counseling was also offered to those outside the movement in 1994. Next month, the former member will go to court to try and win custody of his son from his ex-wife, who was still in the group, living in one of the two North County communes. For more information on this exclusive story, go to 10news.com and click on Investigations.
New at 11.